New Students Booklet,
page 3.
Numbers. Nomor is the word for number, and nomor, with a hyphen in it, is the plural, or numbers. So, the numbers from 1 to 10 are 1, satu, 2, dua, 3, tiga, 4, empat, 5, lima, 6, enam, 7, tujuh, 8, delapan, 9, sembilan, 10, sepuluh. Indonesian numbers are a really easy system. You have to know 1 to 10. But then, after that, it becomes much easier. To form a teen, which is like 17 or 16, from the numbers 11 until 19, all you need to do is have the number from the 1 to 10 column and add the word belas. For 11, it is se belas, and se is short for satu. So satu belas becomes sebelas because it's easier. Sebelas is one word, but every other number from 12 to 19 is two words. So 12, or two teens, is dua belas, with a space in the middle. 13, tiga belas. 14, empat belas. 15, lima belas. 16, enam belas. 17, tujuh belas. 18, delapan belas. 19, sembilan belas, and 20. Now, instead of hitting the teens, we're getting into the tens. And the word instead of belas that we use for 10 is now pulu. You might have recognised sepulu as number 10. Well, se for satu, just like sebelas. So sepulu is 1 10, and sebelas is 1 teen, so to speak. But now we're looking for two tens, and it's really quite easy. Dua pulu. 30, tiga pulu. Then we have empat pulu, lima pulu, enam pulu, tujuh pulu, delapan pulu, sembilan pulu. And when we get to hundreds, it's the same form, seratus. So 300 would be tiga ratus. Can you work out what 700 would be? To form a number, it's really easy. We know that we have our basics, but if we want to say 31, we just say 30 and then add 1. So 30, 3 tens, tiga pulu, and then 1, satu. 31, tiga pulu satu. 47, empat pulu tujuh. 89, delapan pulu sembilan. Right, now, when we get to thousands, you might notice in the example that we have 1,000. The word for thousands is ribu, and it works in exactly the same way. 1,000, seribu. 2,000, dua ribu. 5,000, lima ribu. We also have feelings on this page. So, how are you is apa kabar. You can then reply, saya baik-baik saja. Saya okay. Saya kurang baik. And you might have heard us use kurang in class for different things. Family, if you need to know it, mother, ibu. As your female teacher, you can call me bu vos, bu, and bu comes from ibu. For a male teacher, you use pak, which is short from bapa, meaning father. Now, does this mean I really become your mother? Absolutely not. But it's like a term of respect for an older woman. So I could also go out in Indonesia and say, hello, ibu, or like, you know, hello. But I wouldn't be saying, hello, this random stranger is my mother. I would be saying, you know, hello, in a polite way to an older woman. You can use bapak the same way. For younger sister, we use the word for younger. And then we use the word for girl. So adik perempuan, adik means younger sibling, and perempuan means girl. For younger brother, adik for younger, laki-laki for boy. Older sister, kakak. Kakak perempuan. Kakak meaning older sibling, perempuan meaning girl, kakak meaning older sibling, laki-laki meaning boy. For grandmother, you use the word nenek, And for grandfather, we use the word kake. But don't get confused. Kaka is older sibling, kake is grandfather. The last word list are some common hobbies or likes that you might need to use. So, shopping is berbelanja, bermain bola basket. Bermain is to play. Bola is ball and basket is basket. So bermain bola basket, we have playing basketball. You can also say bermain football, bermain sepak bola, which is soccer. Football is football. And bermain bola volley. For sports in general, you can say bermain olahraga. We're still using bermain for play, bermain video game, bermain computer. And you can see here that a K is used for computer, and this is because C is a ch sound. Bermain piano, memasak, membaca, with that C as a ch sound, like chicken, CH. Membaca buku, mendengarkan musik, menonton televisi, and one of my favourites, nongkrong dengan teman, or hanging out with friends.